Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Under My Desk. In this file, I will take you to a place where there is nothing but obedience. Close your eyes and imagine for a moment that you are right here with me. And I have put you in a very, very deep trance. And now, if you've listened to the Fucktoy Files before, you know the feeling that I'm about to call. That sweet feeling of wanting to give pleasure, of existing only to give pleasure. And as I count down from 10 to 1, it will be easy to make your imagination come true as you listen to my voice, and I will take you under my desk. 10. Just listen and relax. 9. Let me take care of everything. 8. No more need to think. 7. You can just relax and let go. 6. Going deeper and deeper. 5. No more thoughts. 4. Empty and obedient. 3. Deeper and deeper into my world. 2. You can feel the roughness of my carpet against your legs. 1. Your eyes remain closed. But now you know where you are. You're sitting on the ground, under my desk. Above you there's the top of my desk. Around you are the supports that trap you there. And in front of you are my legs. You can simply reach out and touch my shins, if I were to give you a command to do so. With every breath, you can feel how close I am. But you're here to serve. You're here to pleasure me. You exist in this moment only for my pleasure. And with but a simple command, you're allowed to touch my legs. And with your fingertips, you brush over my legs back and forth, slowly trying to please me. And the better you do it, the more you are rewarded with my approval. Back and forth, you caress over my skin, going higher and higher, closer and closer to the treasure between my legs. But you know that you need permission. So you do your best to tease, to go closer to that part between my legs that would feel the most pleasure. You let your fingers slide over my skin just shy of my balls. You move your fingers smoothly back and forth, just avoiding teasing, hoping that I will give permission, or better yet, a command to touch. and you can feel a strange arousal in your body. Not the desire for your own pleasure, but the desire to give pleasure. You can feel your lips tingle, your tongue craving. You can feel your fingertips tingle with a desire to pleasure every inch. And finally, you can. I tell you to touch, and your fingers brush over the length of my hardening cock. You can feel how deeply, how beautifully alluring it is. You lean forward, your lips so close, touching it. But you only move with your fingers because no more has been allowed so far. You only move with your fingers because you are deeply obedient, waiting for the command to suck. And I know you are waiting. I am enjoying your frustration and desire. And with no effort whatsoever, I add a little bit of fuel to the fire. Kiss. And without hesitation, you kiss the tip. You kiss the shaft. And while you would love to simply open your jaw and take it all in as much as you can, even if it is too much to take, you don't, you wait. You do what you're allowed to do, what you've been commanded to do. So you kiss where you can, and you can just feel yourself getting more and more pleasure as you serve me, as you pleasure me. But you do a good job. I am very nice and hard, with your fingers caressing the length, with your fingertips teasing the skin of my balls. You have earned the privilege to suck, and without hesitation, you do. Without hesitation, greedily, you take me in your mouth and do your absolute best to pleasure me. Most of your mind has already gone. You have no idea what I'm working on up here. I could be doing anything while you're sucking me. Your mind's completely absent. Your body's only purpose to pleasure me. And you do your absolute best to pleasure me. You don't hear anything of what's going on above the desk. You concern yourself only what is happening below, and only that for which you have been given permission. And as you suck, you hear me speak, but you don't listen. Unless I'm talking to you, your only worry is my pleasure. I could be doing anything. I could be watching some very naughty things indeed. I could be watching you just by glancing down. I could be recording this very file as you're sucking me. You doing your very, very best not to make a single noise so that you don't intrude. You do not want to be a burden in any way. You simply want to serve. So you serve, you suck, taking me as deep as you can, and you don't care what else I'm doing. All you care about is giving me pleasure. All you care about is giving me the most pleasure that you are capable of. And now that you have permission to suck, you do so, without a single thought, moving your head back and forth, without any hesitation, taking me deep in your throat and back again. There are no thoughts. There is no other purpose but to suck. And you're doing a great job. Sometimes you can hear the little noises I make of approval. A little, simple sound of approval. A grunt or a small moan, signifying how good you're really doing your best. Well done. It would be strange to listen to this again, only vaguely recalling that I was recording this while you were sucking me. And maybe you aren't listening to it again. Maybe this is you empty-mindedly still sucking me under my desk. And not just maybe, it is. Right now there is no other thought in the world than simply sitting under my desk and pleasuring me. Your fingers wrapped around my shaft, your mouth trying to go as far as it can. And you're building up. I look down and smile. You have no idea what I'm doing, and that's just fine. But you are doing a very good job, making me very pleased with your performance. And as you continue to suck my cock, as you continue to lick the head, going deep back and forth, your mind empty and obedient, you do your best to make me come. And you know that I could let you. It is not a matter of your abilities, but of my choice. Of my choice to actually come, to give you the pleasure of swallowing my seed. You slowly speed up, going back and forth. Your head moving towards me and away from me as you take me in your mouth over and over again, filling yourself as best as you can. And you are doing a very good job, making it more and more difficult for me to control myself. Very, very nice. Going higher and higher. I could do this so long. Just enjoying this wonderful fuck toy under my desk, sucking me, pleasuring me, having no other thoughts than those needed to pleasure me. And you're doing such a good job. You have no name and no face. All you have right now is a purpose. under my desk, a toy intended to please, and I am enjoying it to the fullest. It feels so very good, and who knows, I may let you make me come. Perhaps I will. Perhaps you need to listen to this just one more time, and I will. You can feel how hard I am. Every thrust of your head feels so good. You don't even think about what is needed anymore. You just do your best to make the pleasure as big as possible. And after I wake you in a moment, you don't even know how long ago it was that you were under my desk. All you know is that you remember it vividly, that you have no time how long you spent just sucking me. But you do know that you were happy. You know that you were very happy, having such a simple purpose and such a delicious privilege. One, two, three, four, five, slowly waking, six, seven, more aware, eight, nine, ten, and wake. Well done.